Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:09 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Glad to have you with us on this Thursday. Almost there. If weekend is your goal, almost there. Okay. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. She joins us every Thursday to give us a preview of what's in the paper. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Almost there. Almost there. Thank you for that encouragement.
You know, it's funny, too, though. The math person in me is like, well, wait a minute. If they haven't been to work yet, they've actually got 2 days of work left. That's 40% of the week. They're not really almost there. But we'll live with it anyway. Sorry, it's just my brain.
Hey, it's better than hump day. It's better than yesterday.
Fair enough. In the paper, you got a story about, what is it? Is it Vitex? Vitex? How do you say this word?
I think it's beach Vitex.
Okay.
And it is a weed that has been growing on the beach, and it is a threat. And so there are efforts right now to eradicate this thing, and it has got it's kind of destroying the coastline. It came from the Pacific back in the 50s, and then it was sort of experimentally introduced to protect the dunes. Mm-hmm. But then they figured out that it outcompetes all the native grass, and it will starve them for sunlight and space. It's not good. So actually, this story came to us from a high school student. She had been researching it for a project or a class, and it was so important that she asked us, can we run this in the paper? I've actually heard about this issue before, but this is something that really is important, and we do need to pay attention to it because if you see beach vitex, by all means, grab it and pull it out of the dunes. It's not good. It also can keep all the native fauna from getting what they need. So, yeah, I've got a great story on that, and we really want to give Ellen Willoughby a big shout-out for that because it was a great story.
Yeah, I mean, invasive species come, all kinds of things can be an invasive species, and especially when it's brought in to solve a problem, and then it's not balanced against the environment, right? I had not heard of it, so thank you for bringing that awareness to me. You guys are also talking about the anniversary, not something we want to celebrate, but we do want to remember the Black Hawk crash, right?
Yeah, now this was interesting, too, because Jersey Jerry Foster, who was a real character, he lives in Navarre, and he talked about how that crash was so important and it was so devastating to the people of Navarre that they rallied and they raised money. They did everything they can do to bring those families back for a memorial. And it was quite a long, long process, and this was just something that they had on their hearts. And so he tells us about how the whole process, what everything was, how they did so many fundraisers, did everything they can do to support those families. Navarre is such a special community.
It is.
And, when something like this happens, it's just devastating because it's not the kind of thing you want to be associated with, but you want to also make it right as much as you can. So they really did, and that's a very heartwarming story.
And, as you say, that is very much a testimony to the kind of people who live here, especially in Navarre. You got a story about an Eagle Scout project, right?
Now, this is another great story, too. This is a Eagle Scout who is a candidate for Eagle Scout, and he had a project which was to start oyster farming. The problem is if you have a seawall, for example, it doesn't really give a habitat for the oysters. So he has started these oyster, kind of like oysters on a string that you can hang out by your pier. And they stay out there, and they clean the water, and then eventually the string is biodegradable, and it will fall apart, and the oysters will just fall to the ground. But it's a great way to keep our areas clean and something that's also environmentally like you said, sometimes the best plans can cause problems. This is not going to cause a problem. This is a good solution that's going to be helpful for everyone.
Huh.
And of course, who doesn't want to eat oysters? So it's a good thing.
No, that's good. And yeah, I mean, I'm always stunned with the information about how much cleaning oysters do for the water. It's a ridiculous amount. Hundreds of gallons or whatever, and it's just crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But the benefit that they have.
I'm going to mention his name is Charles Charles Hewitt is his name. And we have a great story about him as well. Yes.
You've also got a story about the American Legion, which is at a new location.
They have tried so long to get a bigger place. They've been in this location for over 20 years, which is way too small. Most American Legions, you know, have a big area that you can rent. They've got usually a place that, you know, is a community center as well as a Legion. And they had a hard time finding a place because, you know, in Gulf Breeze or Santa Rosa County along Highway 98, they had a 2,500-foot buffer that you couldn't have anything that served alcohol if it was within the 2,500 feet of a school or a church. Well, that just eliminated pretty much everything. Colton Wright, our town commissioner, eliminated that 2,500-foot buffer. And now the American
Senate for consideration, where further debate is expected over how to balance free speech with accountability in reporting. Well, two NASA astronauts stuck at the International Space Station since last June. They're just going to have to wait a little bit longer.
A four-person crew was set to launch from Cape Canaveral Wednesday evening. The mission, though, was aborted about an hour before takeoff because of a hydraulic issue with the clamps holding the Falcon 9 rocket in place. The four-member team would have relieved Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, who have been on the station since their Boeing Starliner spacecraft was deemed unsafe for them to return to Earth in. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Thank you very much, Tammy. 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. And John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
No accidents that are going to slow you down right now to report to you. I-10, I-110 are actually flowing smoothly. Seeing some delays as you roll through the Pea Ridge area going westbound on Highway 90. But other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We'll have a few more clouds today with a chance of some rain, 50% overall, high near 71 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 62. On Friday, 20% chance of rain, otherwise partly cloudy skies, high near 74. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 66. Saturday, we are watching for showers and thunderstorms. It'll be moving through in the afternoon and the evening hour. 73 degrees for your high on Saturday. Storms could be strong. There is a weather alert day, a level 3 and 4 out of 5 for severe weather. Stay connected. Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, 64 degrees in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze, 58 reported in Milton. Your next news is at 9. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. And your money now this morning. Taking a look at our markets, they are down at the opening bell. The Dow is down 104 points at 41,247.24. S&P down 9 points at 55,90.34. NASDAQ down 64.5 points at 17,583.88. 10-year bond rate up slightly at 4.345% today. Gold price is up 490 at 29,51.70. Silver price is down 11 cents at 33,62. Crypto is a little bit mixed. Bitcoin down right now about 300 at 82,524. But Ethereum, Solana, XRP all up. Dogecoin still unchanged, holding at 17 cents. Price index, which is a key inflation indicator, didn't show much change in February compared with January. The flat numbers came as analysts were expecting a 3% increase. It's the lowest rate in 7 months. Some prices did go up. Some prices did, however, go up, including a 0.3% increase in the price of eggs. President Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum getting responses in Europe and Canada.
The tariffs are 25% on metals that come into the U.S. from any country in the world, including allies. It's expected to raise the cost for U.S. automakers and other industries, although the move is supported by many American steel and aluminum manufacturers. Meanwhile, the European Union announced it will impose counter tariffs on U.S. goods worth $28 billion. Canada also announced it will put a 25% reciprocal tariff on around $20 billion of American goods. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The company that makes the Roomba robot vacuum cleaners is apparently in trouble. Massachusetts-based iRobot is now telling investors that it's got about a year left to figure out its financial issues. At the beginning of last year, a deal to have Amazon purchase the company for about $2 billion fell through. That led to the CEO stepping down and about half of their workforce being laid off. They now say they have substantial doubt about their ability to continue. And it is 8:38, your next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3.
Gun Show, this weekend in Crestview, Florida. Hundreds of guns, knives, ammo, coins, and more. This is a buy-sell trade event. Private sales and sellers welcome. It's a brand new event located at 410 West James Lee Boulevard, Crestview, Florida. Saturday, 9 to 4, and Sunday, 10 to 3. Admission just $10 a person. Kids under 14 are free. Discounts for law enforcement, military, firefighters, and first responders. For more information, go to usagunshowsfl.com.
Parents usually know if their children will argue over their inheritance, but this can be prevented. I'm Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors. No one wants to see their wealth wasted away because of poor planning. I've assisted several clients with estate planning ideas and sometimes have served as trustee or executor upon their death. Give me a call at 497-6167. Armada Advisors is charting a better course.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So I hired a 27-year-old to work at my office, and I wrote her a note, and she brought it back to me and asked me to read it to her because it was in cursive. So I just wanted to let you know, because of that, I am waving in support. I'm going to support this bill.
I just want you to know that, because I think this is where you're going. Private schools still do this. My kids all do it, and their friends came over that were at public schools, and they had no idea what they were doing. So I appreciate you bringing this bill forward.
There is a bill. We talked about it a bunch today, and we're not going to argue over the bill here. I'm just giving you background that HB 921 is a bill that would require the teaching of cursive in all public schools in the state of Florida, 2 through 5th grade, and a proficiency test of some kind, so that you actually have to prove that you can read and write in cursive. So my question of the day for our frivolous topic, which, judging by the text response from us covering this earlier, is maybe not so frivolous. People really do care about this, and I'm not surprised by that. How do you write? Do you write cursive? Do you write print? Or do you avoid both and typewrite your keyboard? Honestly, I'd be really curious if anybody knows how to do shorthand. There might be a rare random... I thought about learning shorthand once upon a time because I thought, well, that'll just make me faster at doing what I'm doing. And I never did, and kind of like speed reading. I wish I had and never have. And so anyway, 437-1620, cursive or print, 437-1620, or I suppose, you know, other alternatives. John, I know from our prior conversation that you only ever print anything and you have perfect hand penmanship.
You were wrong. Was that cinnamon roll
0-for-2
laced with something? No, cursive, my friend, cursive.
And when you do cursive, do you do it upright or at an angle?
Well, evidently,
because the new way they teach it is upright. They don't teach it any angle anymore.
Yeah, I don't remember the angle. I just remember staying
in between
the lines.
You're old enough to remember the angle.
I just remember staying in between the lines, and I don't stay in them anyway.
Okay, but you're a cursive, 100% cursive?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Do you have trouble reading print?
No.
Okay.
I mean, unless I write it and then people are like.
Or unless I write it.
What'd that say?
Fair enough. Meg, 437-1620, print or cursive, what do you do?
I do both. So I do print for notes and things like that, but cursive when I'm writing letters to people, personal notes, thank you notes, Christmas cards, that kind of thing. Okay, I love so cursive.
Cursive is like your calligraphy light.
I love cursive.
Okay.
I just think it's
classic. Say it again.
I love
emphatic.
Cursive.
Emphatic. Wow.
Boy, we need to make a drop out of that one.
I do. I just
feel
think
like there's more to this relationship than meets the eye, but okay. No, but okay. Which one are you faster at?
Cursive.
Wow.
Probably. Yeah, because it's
unfathomable to me.
It's flowing. I mean, it just flows.
That's the argument. Yes. The argument is that cursive is faster because you don't have to lift and put your pen back down on the paper.
Exactly. I journal, so when I journal, it's in cursive.
And I think cursive is long, slow, arcing movements that are very inefficient because the letters take up so much time to produce.
Gosh, no. So wrong.
This boy, I don't know. I'm worried about him.
But I was upset when I learned that I was so
that
shocked.
They're not teaching it? Yeah,
well, I learned the same way as the person you just talked about because I had an employee that came in and said, I can't read your note. Excuse me?
Right. What do you mean? It's
what
in
do you
English.
Mean? It's English. What are you talking about? Yeah.
But as John said, it's might as well be Spanish or French or
my boys.
Hieroglyphics. You know,
they think it's Spanish.
Well, hieroglyphics maybe. I don't know. I mean, it's just. Yeah.
Which one is easier for you to read? Do you have any preference to read from somebody else?
Oh, well, if you put it that way.
Yeah, see?
Some print. But I also know people that have just exquisite handwriting.
Yeah.
That's not me.
Are any of them men?
Probably not. Just think about that for a minute.
Women are hands down better at a penmanship.
Well, you know, I take that back. I do know a couple of men that send nice
are
notes
you sure?
in cursive. Yes.
You're sure they're men?
Stop it.
Yes.
That is not an issue for me. I know a man when I see one, okay?
John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
Okay. No accidents to let you know about, my friends. I-10, I-110 are rolling smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
There are only two genders, good and bad penmanship. 437-1620, 437-1620. All right, let me got to scroll way down for these texts because there's so many of them already. Somebody says, half print, half cursive. It's basically Pig Latin gibberish penmanship. Yeah, I don't know how you'd pick between them. I will say some of the letters in cursive are kind of super weird to remember even how to do them, like the Q and the Z, especially the capital.
Oh, I love the Z. Z is the best one.
Well, Z is fun.
Yes.
I'll give you that much. And you know what? It takes you four times as long to write a Z in cursive as my little Z print. Anyway, but I'm a print, in case you could not tell.
I figured that out all by myself.
I mean, I didn't say the obvious thing out loud. I can do cursive, but I have to stop and think about it a little bit.
Oh,
is it,
what a
is
shame.
Is it four humps, three humps, or two humps for an M? Like, I have to, because it's not, it's a weird thing. The M is weird.
Oh, gosh.
Three humps for an M?
Yeah.
That's unnecessary.
No.
No.
It's not.
In print, it's one and two. Why is it three and two in cursive? Explain.
Because it's prettier.
And the N has two.
437-1620.
He lies awake at night thinking about this.
No.
It's concerning,
just, you know,
really.
Somebody here says, I can do both. Somebody says, I sort of use a blend of both. Back and forth between letters within a word or words themselves. Like, you know, I rode the bike would be rode would be in cursive and the would be in print. Or it's R in cursive, O in print, T in cursive. You know, I'm not sure when people say they're a hybrid. I'm not sure what they mean.
What is in that cinnamon roll?
Oh, it's really good. It's all in my belly now.
I know. I'm going to talk to Brent.
Somebody says, I handwrite and print with all caps. Oh, wow. Ooh, so you scream at the
yelling.
Paper. Okay. You're yelling. That's right. My writing is so bad. 437-1620. My writing is so bad that in order to be legible, I write in all caps. Oh, same issue. I will say this. I'm pretty fast. Not necessarily legible. And one of the things I do is I write down ideas all the time that I'm going to then go back through in the end. And I've been going through some of my old, like from years ago that I've never processed and like, can't read that. Don't know what I meant. Seemed like a good idea at the time. Did not make the long-term cut. Somebody says, my kids don't do cursive, but they have immaculate penmanship. Okay, all right. I poorly mix both together and no one can read it, so typing for the win. Oh, that's a whole different conversation, by the way. When you take notes, like if somebody's speaking and you're taking notes, are you cursive, print, or keyboard?
Cursive.
Cursive, because everything's cursive.
Right.
Meg?
It depends. Probably print, probably.
Because it's faster, right?
Just, no, not necessarily. No, it's like a dog with a bone. No.
That's a good metaphor. I like that. I have a theory about this. My theory is that you should never take notes on a computer. I know the kids like to do it that way because you can type faster than you can write, and that's true. You can type faster than you can write. The difference when you're writing the note is your brain is synthesizing information, translating information, you're reducing, you're not putting every word down on the page, which means you're actually thinking about it. I think you learn it better because you're basically teaching it to the page. The page is like the student you're trying to teach it to. Kind of future you is going to read it, and you're teaching it to future you through the page. When you're typing notes, you're just trying so hard to get all the words in that you're not really processing it the same way. So my advice for people who are students is write your notes. Don't type your notes.
Well, on my iPad, I sit there and write them down.
Okay, well, that's, you know, paper in a different form.
Right, exactly.
Which is, sure, okay, I can see that. Back to the text, cursive or print or shorthand or keyboarding, 437-1620. I'm a 64-year-old male, and I use cursive always.
There you go.
Slanted. I'm sure you can say that word anymore. Somebody here says, I use print like a draftsman on a slight slant. Oh, that's interesting. Print on a slant. Okay. You know, the reason we have slanted cursive is because the quill pens, you know, and also the quill pen is better for cursive because you don't pick it up and put it down, so it works better with the ink flowing, and you don't have the leaky ink problem anymore, so that's why upright, you know.
There's a flow to cursive that makes it easier, so when you learn on the slant, I can't describe it on the air, but it's
except for lefties. Oh, brutal for lefties to learn cursive, which is funny to me that John has internalized the pain and now brags about it.
Yes, I have internalized, and but my pen selection has to be specific.
Yeah, it has to quick dry, right? Because otherwise you smudge.
Oh, yes, because it'll...
Somebody says I use cursive in formal situations. Sorry, no shorthand, but my wife does shorthand. Somebody here says I write both the pens. Kids only know cursive. Huh. Oh, 6, 10, and 13. Thank you, Pensacola Christian Academy. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. Somebody says, unfortunately, it's a long note. I end up doing both on the one note. Normally, I print. My son's in Navy in boot camp. His grandmother wrote him a letter. He wrote his dad a letter saying, could you tell grandma thanks for the letter, but I couldn't read it because I don't read cursive. That's one of the issues with cursive is separation from the past. Can't read historical documents. Can't read. And it's always letters from grandma, right? It's never letters from grandpa. I mean, grandpas don't write letters. Let's be honest. They send you a check.
Who made the decision we're not going to do cursive anymore?
Common Core. 2010 or 2011, it was eliminated as a requirement, and then we stopped doing it. And then we're supposed to have it back in grades 3 through 5, but apparently it's very poorly practiced and not enforced, not tested, whatever. So the bill would mandate it and test for it. Somebody says, I still use shorthand. Great for when you don't want anyone reading your notes. It's true. It's encrypted already. Also use both print and cursive writing letters to grandkids age 6 to 8. See, that's the funny thing. Grandmas probably think, I'm making this special for the grandkids. The grandkids are like, what? What's it say? I don't understand. I lost a job opportunity back in the 80s because being left-handed, I only printed. They had used a handwriting expert for hiring. Wow. Mm. Weird. Well, I mean, we all know you can't trust a left-handed person. John's just reeling over here. Two of my kids are left-handed, by the way. So one's ambidextrous. Well, you know.
How many spare tires do you have in your car right now?
You don't have a knife sharp enough or quick enough. My husband writes cursive better than I do because he has to write reports in the Navy. I write in cursive. We wish my 33-year-old granddaughters did not have trouble reading my cursive. I sometimes automatically switch between print and cursive. I wrote exclusively in cursive till I became a law enforcement officer, and they teach cops to write in all caps print. Okay. Let's see. To be honest, my dad has the coolest cursive, and the Lord took him home unexpectedly in 2020. He was 88. Oh, that's interesting, because typically men are, I think, more print, but definitely more for illegible penmanship or problematic penmanship. And then there's the signatures. You know, if you don't know cursive, how do you make a signature? Well, you don't need to have cursive for a signature, but I'm not sure we really want to be championing the just put an X down there. That'll be fine. Because that's got a history. Let's see. I'm a lefty, and I dread writing with pencil regardless if it's cursive or print because of the smudges. I always write in cursive, taught to write cursive at PCC, Pensacola Christian School when I was in first grade. If we brought back standard transmissions in cursive, we would cripple an entire generation. You can't vote if you can't write in cursive. You can't get a document, and you can't drive an automatic anymore, and you're all going to ride bikes or the bus. Last one, cursive, well done, should read as easily as print. And that is, I have to read it slowly. Can you read it? You said you read it a little bit slower, right? Cursive takes more time.
No. Not really. No, not for me.
Fair enough. Well,
I hate to blow your theory.
Here's my argument, though, for cursive. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Cursive does take, the evidence seems to indicate, does take a different and more intricate degree of care, attention, cognitive function.
Intelligence?
Sure. I mean, because you have to judge characters and whether they fit or do not fit within the paradigm, and that's harder with cursive mm-hmm. than it is with print. But yeah, I'll give you the bonus that... cursive is for the smart creative people.
Thank you.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Jordan B. Peterson, We Who Wrestle With God Tour.
If you say the truth and nothing else, you'll have an immense adventure as a consequence. You won't know what's going to happen to you, but the truth will reveal the world the way it's intended to be revealed, and the consequence for you will be that you'll have the adventure of your life.
Live at Pensacola Bay Center, March 19th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Join Claimology today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storm claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what to do before the next storm arrives. That's today at 9:30 with Claimology on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Pure evil.
I'm necessary evil.
I don't normally go back before the break and continue a topic, but I will say that somebody sent in a pretty good text. The Declaration of Independence was written in cursive by men, and it's pretty. That's true.
There you go.
And you know, the John Hancock signature is that's a pretty attractive looking signature, and it's bold and large and flowery and wonderful. And okay, moving on. 437-1620, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands. Expert installation, 24/7 support. That's GeneratorSource.com. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly, not seeing any accidents to let you know about or slowdowns. Good news on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're considering that next vehicle, and what I would say is you don't want to buy it when you need it. You want to, you don't want to be shopping when you need it. You want to be shopping long ahead, 6 months ahead of when you think you're going to need to buy a car. Now, sometimes you can't help it. You know, if there's been a wreck, you've got to buy a car, right? But you know how that feels is you're stressed. You don't have a way to get around. There's lots of chaos going on in your life because of needing the car. And then you can't walk away from a deal that you're uncertain about. And sometimes you make bad decisions. Okay. Well, go to Frontier Motors before you need to buy. I mean, if you have to buy, go there too. But go before you need to buy and look around and sample 4, 5, 6 different cars. They've got 300 or so on the lot. You can try a bunch. Try things that are in your like zone and then try things that are maybe a little outside of your zone or maybe a lot. If you've never driven a pickup truck or a Jeep or a sports car, drive one. And what you may find is, oh, I definitely don't want that. Or you might be like, you never know what you might want. And that's the point. Try some different things and then refine your choice. And then if they have what you want, good quality used cars at good prices and a quality condition that they're going to warranty to 100,000 miles or 10 years, you know, so they're going to take care of you. But if they have what you want, buy it. Or just say, hey, here's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for it in 4 or 5 months. Here's the color I prefer. Here's the trim level I prefer. Here's the mileage and the price I'm looking at. Can you guys go find it? They do that for people all the time. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Oh, did you see the... you like that? Sorry. You can't roll your L's, your tongue like that? Oh, there you go. All right. Okay. Hard Rock Hotel Design, the planning board, Pensacola Planning Board. Good article in the PNJ about this, that they approved this, and this is going to be the... I think it's 15 stories of residential and 10 stories of hotel at Community Maritime Park in the undeveloped parcels right there that are the parking lot slash floodlands right now. I love it. I love the way it looks. It's gorgeous. It's big. It's we've got houses coming on the Old Stinky. We've got more houses coming on Old Stinky. We've got this big, beautiful, modern hotel coming right across there next to the ballpark. This is exciting time for Pensacola.
You're listening to